Today's touring concert artist operates in a hotly competitive world. For young classical musicians, success at competitions is essential to building a career. Nemanja Ostojic has won plenty of medals in that challenging arena, and each win opens up new musical opportunities for him. It's an exciting place for a young performer to be. It's brought him to Hawaii for a concert this weekend at UH Manoa, and he's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
When you were becoming a performing artist, you knew that part of the pathway for you as a concert guitarist was going to be competitions. And yet, competition and music don't necessarily always go together, do they? How did that work for you?
That's very true. Going through competitions, you have to realize that you have to do your best, and you have to try to refrain from letting emotions and fear interfere with performing and with presenting a work of art the best way you can. And so that's more than a great training for the future, because once you're done with competitions, you don't have to necessarily be worried about other performance. You can focus on yourself, and just being able to put yourself in the focus and only think about music is a great quality.
I would think that nothing would be as intense as a competitive environment for music. So in a way, everything that isn't competitive would be that much easier, yeah?
That's true, yeah. It's really difficult when you try to apply any kind of competition to art, because we're not athletes.
So yeah, exactly.
Our performances are not to be timed or measured in any way other than the emotional experience. And then that comes to subjectivity with the jury, who decides whether to pick one competitor or the other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you adapt yourself to that environment? I mean, does it change the nature of your performance in a way, or do you just tune it out and focus only on the music?
The last thing you said is probably the best thing that I can take away from the whole experience, is that just focus on the music and love the music that I play. And just only think about that. So experience every competition, even though it's graded, even though it's judged and measured. Just experience it as presenting works of art that I really love.
Because when you first start to perform, you find that it's much more difficult to do things. Did you find that it was much more difficult to do things on stage that you thought you had pretty well down in the practice room?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It just gets harder to do everything, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, definitely. The adrenaline kicks in, and all these thoughts rush in your head. Oh my God, these people are watching me, and
exactly.
They probably think I'm bad, or they probably think that I'm amazing. I need to keep up with that. And
yeah.
But in reality, really, it all comes down to, and you would know this too, as a host, that you just have to think about what you're doing and try to do it the best you can at a given moment, and that's really it.
It's really key to just about everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Focus and concentration, yeah.
Well, let's. Could you play us a little music fragment?
Sure. This will be a little tune called "Sound of Bells" by João Pernambuco from Brazil.
Thank you.
That's a lovely piece, Nemanja, and it uses the full range of the guitar, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
You have, and one of the things that's a beautiful sounding guitar, and it's unusual to hear the bass notes and the high notes all have the same quality of warmth and mm-hmm. and resonance. But mm-hmm. that's a really special quality mm-hmm. of that instrument, isn't it?
Yes, I'm very fortunate to have this instrument. I'm based in Indianapolis, Indiana, mm-hmm. and my University of Indianapolis, where I work, has a great collaboration with Reverie Guitars, which is a guitar center located in Indianapolis. But the funny thing about this instrument is that it was actually built in Serbia, which is my home country, by Slavko Mrdalj, who is a famous guitar maker from the area. And those guitars are actually now available in Indianapolis, uh-huh. which is very interesting. I acquired it there.
It was clearly meant for you, but it has a wonderful human vocal quality
it
to
really
the sound.
It really does. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It sounded wonderful.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Guitarist Nemanja Ostojic will perform tomorrow evening at Orvis Auditorium on the UH Manoa campus. The concert starts at 7:30, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.